Steve Aiken is from the UUP. Steve, good morning, morning to you. Which of those would you pick and take money from?
Vinny, I think the real question is, we've just listened to 7.5 minutes of our ex-finance minister explain the reasons why he doesn't understand budgeting or finance. I think the thing we have heard and the thing the civil servants has put out in their options paper is basically it's been marking their homework for 10 years of complete DUP Sinn Féin debacle. They haven't been able to get a budget together. None of these issues are new. These are pressures that have been in the system for a very long time. And, you know, yes, talking to the permanent... Hold on a second, Benny. Talking to the permanent secretaries recently, it's very clear to them that there's been a whole series of issues that have either been botched, decisions not made, and real difficult decisions that had to have been made by the DUP Sinn Féin government over the last decade. And I know you're going to say we were part of the government.
No.
But no, let's, Benny, just listen to what...
Hold on a second. Now, this is not a monologue, Steve, so we'll have a conversation about that and we'll be happy to do so. So, fair enough, I accept what you've said.
Good.
But in terms of these... I didn't say I agree with it, but I accept what you've said. In terms of these three options that are there, Steve... You know, we are in the circumstance we are, and this includes, by the way, the $1 billion that the DUP secured in their confidence and supply agreement with the Tories. So that includes that. So given that we are in this situation now, we have to do something about it. What option of those 1, 2, and 3 from the civil servants and the Department of Finance would you go for?
Now, what we're going to have to do, Vinny, the first thing is we need to get an executive back up and running, because if we have direct rule, and I think direct rule is probably what's going to happen, because you just listened to Martin Mueller earlier on to there is no way Sinn Féin want to be involved in making difficult decisions. Sinn Féin don't do any difficult decisions. They're walking away from their responsibilities. So a direct rule minister, and let's be honest about it, that's what we're talking about. A direct rule minister is going to compare Northern Ireland with other areas of the United Kingdom and see what the differences are and how they can make up the differences. And a direct rule minister is going to come in and look at the fact that we don't have water charges. A direct rule minister is going to come in and look at the issues of prescription charges. And a direct rule minister is going to come in and look very closely at the fact that we seem to have a extremely diverse and very complicated education system, where we've got two teacher training colleges, for one, just as an example, that is producing an excess of 200 young teacher graduates every year, which we immediately export to the southeast of England.
So it sounds like you're saying, Steve, that we need to make some serious cuts. Is that right?
There are decisions that need to be made. But the question is, we should have been making those decisions over the last decade. We're now in a situation that this document, and I think we're just seeing the inner workings of how the civil service normally work. This document very clearly sets out what the civil service think of all the problems that have been built over the last decade.
Let's assume, Steve, that you are the finance minister, that the executive is up and running, and you are given, as the minister, this briefing from your department, and they say, these are your three options, minister. This is how it works. This is the situation we're in at the minute. Which one are you going to pick? So just so people are... One second, Steve. So option number one, things stay the same. We ring-fence the likes of health and education, which obviously means cuts in other areas. Option number two, we raise revenue and still have cuts. And option number three is savage cuts across the board to try and balance things. So Minister Aiken, which one would you like to choose?
Vinny, that's not how it works. And here's the issue. I mean, first of all, I don't think for one second either DUP or Sinn Féin would give the Ulster Unionist Party the finance minister position. But here's the problem with Northern Ireland and the Northern Ireland Executive.
What do you mean, give it to you, Steve?
Just wait. Here's the problem with Northern Ireland Executive. These decisions should have been made collectively. We're talking about what should have been a programme for government, and a programme for government should have looked at all the issues, and instead of working in stovepipes, should have looked at how to bring a budget together, and how that budget together would be able, bearing in mind, you know, we have a budgetary resource of close on 11.2 billion a year that comes into us. As part of the United Kingdom, I think we're at sort of 10,600 ahead against some parts of Wales, which are at 9,000, and other parts are...
Okay, let's not talk about Wales, Steve. Let's try and focus things more. So let's not look at the options then. Would you, to try and balance the books, Steve, would you try and would you raise revenue, or would you implement some cuts?
Well, one of the things we're going to have to, Vinny, the first thing is we need to get an executive back up and running.
Steve, you've already said that, and we understand that, and let's not go around in circles. So would you, there is not enough money in the pot as things
Vinny,
stand.
You had 7.5 minutes of Marcin O'Muller
yes.
talking about attacking Tory DUP austerity without giving even one single option for the
yes.
future.
So are you going to do the same?
Bearing in mind he was the finance minister.
I don't know how many times in this interview you've already criticised Sinn Féin and the DUP, so let's just try and move on to you. Steve Aiken, the UUP, your party, how would you raise revenue? Or maybe you would implement some cuts to try and balance the books at Stormont so we can afford to have the services that we do. The likes of, I read some of them out already, but the likes of health and education and also extra things, as some would say, dental charges, whether you have to pay for car parking if you go to your shop, and housing executive rents. Some of these are really serious and important life-changing things, prescription charges. So all I'm asking you, Steve, is would you raise revenue somehow? And if so, how would you do it? Or would you implement cuts? And if so, what would you cut?
Vinny, the way things are at the moment, whoever gets back into the executive, if we ever do get an executive, and I do think it won't be an executive, I think we'll be having direct-rule ministers. Direct-rule ministers are going to have to look at all those options, and there is nothing going to be easy. We're sitting here looking at decisions should have been made over the last decade. We should have moved into a balanced budget, bearing in mind we went through one of the biggest recessions the world's seen, 2008, 2009, 2010. Sinn Féin, I know you're going to say I'm going to criticise Sinn Féin again, but the reality is we were in a very difficult situation. Now, we're in a position where in Northern Ireland, we have got a budget of about 11.2 billion.
Okay.
We need to be looking at how we can actually use that appropriately. And if difficult decisions are going to have to be made, they need to be made. You can't cherry pick the piece. But one of the things is we need to have proper, grown-up, joined-up government. Not working in stovepipe.
Okay. So, for example, Steve Aiken, prescription charges, it's something that we've discussed on this very programme for many years. If it was in your control, what would you do with them? Would you introduce them?
Vinny, we'd have to look at the whole range of measures. We just can't cherry-pick something that's...
No, but it's not cherry-picking, Steve. It's looking at the options, and there's a list of options, and as a minister, they would be given this. This isn't just something that's been drawn up for us all to read and think, isn't that lovely? This is guidance from people within the department. So have you read it, Steve?
Yes, I have, Vinny.
Okay, so I'm just looking at some of their suggestions. These are not my suggestions. Some within that, prescription charges. They say you could raise 20 million annually. Just think of the money, what you could do with that for education and health. And I know we're always talking about those two.
And it all needs to be brought together.
Very true. But as an example, prescription charges, it's been brought together in this.
Infrastructure, we need to do issues. The whole piece needs to be looked at. Vinny,
okay.
It would be, put it this way, one of the biggest things we need to do with healthcare in Northern Ireland is reform healthcare. We need to introduce Bingoa. We need to stop doing reports. We need to get on with it. We need to bring in reform in education. We need to bring in reform across all of our government. What this document is, and you'll have read it and your researchers will have read it, it's a 100-odd page document that's been marking the homework of the Northern Ireland government for the last 10 years, and it shows how badly we have done.